You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The all-Spanish affair. Atletico Madrid taking on Barcelona. Atletico Madrid 23-10 to win the game. The draw 11-5 and Barca are in the betting at 5-4. Enhanced odds, Antoine Griezmann to score and Atletico Madrid to win in 90 minutes was 4-1. It's now 6-1. Luis Suarez to score and Barca to win in 90 is 7-2. It was 12-5. And I'm sure this one will be popular. Lionel Messi to score and Barcelona to win in 90 minutes was 23-10. And it's now 3-1. Luis Suarez was the hero in the first leg, Alex, as Barcelona came from one goal down to beat Atletico Madrid 2-1. And I think that's the fourth time in five meetings that's happened where Atletico have taken the lead but not been able to hang on to it against Barca. And this game turned with the sending off of Fernando Torres, who had scored the opening goal, and his decision to plough into the back of, I think it was Rakitic. It was one of the, I think it was Rakitic. Mm. Might have been Sergio Busquets. But anyway, the decision for him to basically just blatantly knee the Barcelona player in the calf was idiotic, and that's putting it politely, and that's where the game turned, really.
Yeah, Atleti didn't have another shot on target after that red card. I'm going to start by talking about La Liga here. I know this is a Champions League game, but all of a sudden the title race is wide open. Barca are only 3 points clear of Atleti now, with Real another point behind them.
Yeah.
And it's gone from Barca cruising in the league and only having to worry about the Champions League to all of a sudden they drew at Villarreal, having been 2-0 up, and threw it away 2-2. They lost in El Clasico, where they were pretty disappointing. And then at the weekend, they lost at Real Sociedad, where they don't have a fantastic record in recent years.
I think they would have lost that first leg. I truly believe if Torres had stayed on, they would have lost that first leg, because Atleti kind of, Diego Simeone kind of got it wrong. Following that dismissal, instead of going ultra-defensive like I anticipated them doing with 10 men, they kind of chased that second goal for a while and they got hit twice on the counter.
I love Atleti though. And I know that you expect them to be defensive, and they are so defensively solid. And I know people will watch this wanting to see Barca attack and create. But I just love watching how good Atleti are, particularly at home. Now, head-to-heads are key in games like this. Obviously, these two sides play each other quite a bit. 7 out of 7 for Barca.
Yeah.
And
which surprised me when I was previewing the first leg, because you kind of, because we don't often focus on Spanish football or don't focus on Spanish football as intently as we do the Premier League, you kind of think about that meeting back in 2013, 2014 in the Champions League, where they drew the first leg, Atleti, one apiece, at the Camp Nou, and then and Koke scored in the second leg early on, and they went through. They're actually the last team to deny Barcelona a spot in the semi-finals. Mm. In 8 years, they're the only team to have done so.
And we said it's 7 out of 7 for Barca on the head-to-heads. Prior to that, Barca did not win in 6 head-to-heads. So they've clearly managed to wrestle that back. That's just since the start of 2015 as well. That's how often these two sides do play. But Atleti's home form is superb. Only one side have gone there and won in the league this year, and that was Barcelona. That makes things difficult. So Barca, who slipped up at Sociedad's, the La Liga title race is open again. That's not to say that they're going to take their eye off the ball here, but I think Atleti are going to win this game, to be honest. But we'll take them with a bit of insurance. Atleti draw no bet is 11-8. I'm not going to put them up to qualify as such. I'm going to take that out of it. But I just think Atleti draw no bet 11-8. Or if you're looking for something shorter, Atleti plus a goal. So Atleti not to lose this match is 8-13. And I think that's okay, to be honest. I can see Atleti just doing a job here. Atleti to win 1-0 is 17-2. That would put them through, of course.
I think that would be my bet in this game. Atleti to win 1-0. I think they could do a number on Barcelona.
Similarly, Atleti and unders, which is 1-0 or 2-0, is 5-1. So you're getting a bit more insurance there. But I'm going to go in the Atleti camp here. And I think they can turn this round.
Yeah, I do. I think they'll qualify at Atleti. And I can't see the qualification market, which is weird. Oh, there it is. It's there. 3-1.
Okay.
Atletico Madrid.
Well,
I couldn't see that,
and I just presumed that we hadn't got it yet, so I wasn't going to mention it.
Yeah,
I think that's...
It's just below the correct score market.
That's a big price.
That's a very big price.
And if I'm honest, Dave, that's probably going to be the pick. Mm. It's big enough. Drawing a bet 11-8 is... It does give you that bit of insurance, definitely.
Yeah.
But Atleti do have to win to go through, so if you're going to back them to win, you may as well back them to qualify.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.